The FT.
Libya has been locked in a civil war pitting two loose coalitions of militias, armed groups, political groups, and tribes against each other in a fight over resources, territory, and the direction of the 2011 revolution that toppled the dictatorship of Muammar Gaddafi. But recent talks have brought the first glimmer of hope that agreement can be reached among the country's warring factions to end the fighting. Bernardino Leon, UN Special Envoy to Libya, has been leading the reconciliation efforts. I'm Borzou Deragahi, and I spoke to him by telephone from Tunis in his first extensive interview with a newspaper since taking over in September. I asked him first about the progress of last week's Geneva talks.
I think we have now an overall agreement with all sides on these talks. So there is some fine-tuning, as always, in every such process. But on the general element of this dialogue, I think we have an agreement. And I can tell you that at this stage, the main actors, I would say a huge majority of the stakeholders that should produce a political agreement in Libya are now on board. So now we have overcome this difficult stage in which we had two words. On the one hand, the political, and on the other hand, with the military actors. But I think now all of them are on board.
Libya Dawn, led by militias based in the city of Misrata and Islamist groups, seized control of the capital, Tripoli, in August and declared its own government. Meanwhile, the internationally recognized elected government, allied with forces loyal to a controversial general, Khalifa Haftar, took up quarters in the eastern city of Tobruk. Mr. Leon said he had already discussed with U.S., U.K., French, and other officials the need for both civilian and military monitors to be deployed in Libya and on its borders if and when a peace deal comes to fruition.
I don't know what the Libyans will agree at the end of this process. My personal view is that this monitoring should mainly be civilian, should have a strong link of cooperation with both camps. They should actively cooperate to calm down things in many areas. And probably in some very hot points, will require more than civilian monitoring, a more robust monitoring. I mean areas like Warshafana Sawia, for instance, areas like Kikla, Gerian, Sintan, areas like Benghazi. In all these points, the monitoring should be stronger. And even with all this monitoring, Libya will still have a very serious challenge in terms of terrorism. And I think UN is not involved directly in fighting terrorism, but I think terrorism is a key factor to stabilize the country and to make possible that our targets in this dialogue and this political process are achieved. And for this, probably Libyans will need a very strong international cooperation to fight terrorism.
One of the first tasks would be weapons control.
The United Nations would like to have monitors all over the airports and ports and entry points in the country, which of course is a huge effort in a huge country, but we think that it's very important to do as much as we can to control weapons arriving to the country. It will require a timetable for militias to leave cities, airports, and all kinds of strategic facilities, and it will require international monitoring. So these four elements have to work in parallel if we want to stabilize Libya, and this is why the involvement of militias in these talks is very important.
Mr. Leon said competing narratives about Libya's post-revolutionary path were at the core of the disputes, but that geographical and tribal disputes also played their part.
Libyan society is complex, but ideologically, it's quite homogeneous, and ethnically, it's quite a homogeneous society. So I think once they sit together, shouldn't be that difficult that they reach an agreement, because the differences are not that big between both groups.
But he acknowledged that armed Islamic extremists had gained a growing foothold in the country, expanding from the eastern city of Derna, where groups loyal to the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS, have asserted themselves in the absence of state authority.
The people I talk to and our own assessment is that terrorism is becoming a problem beyond the East. It's true that the main groups are in Derna. This is true that there is a relatively important group of Ansar Sharia in Benghazi, although some of its leaders and many of its members either have been killed or injured or arrested in Benghazi. But it's going really to the west and it's really going to the south. So now you have activities in the west and probably from these western areas they are going to Tunisia and maybe to Algeria. And you have groups in the south, you have training camps. This is what I hear from different actors. You have also an increasing terrorist activity in Tripoli. We have seen recently the bomb in the Algerian embassy and a few days before similar attacks on the Egyptian and the Emirati embassies. We have seen killings of soldiers in places not so far from Tripoli. We have seen kidnapping and killings in Sirte, where Ansar al-Sharia is also. This is all over the country. And my assessment is that still is probably manageable. Still is not huge numbers. So with a strong coordination with the international community, my impression is that still the numbers are not that high. But if they don't reach soon an agreement, this can change not only qualitatively, but quantitatively very, very soon. So it has to be addressed immediately.
That was Bernardino Leon talking to me, Borzou Deragahi, from his office in Tunis.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.